Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your compassions toward be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your blessing. Spiritual blessings. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for breaking into pieces all the limitations the enemy has set to stop us from moving forward. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for sending helpers into our lives. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you for giving us peace and joy and good health. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful, Lord, for your protection and preservation of our lives. Thank you, Lord, for putting us in the height you want us to be. Thank you for crowning us with your glory and honor. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for frustrating the efforts of our enemies. Thank you for turning all their efforts into nothing, into failures. Blessed be your holy name. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for those that you have taught so that the evil things the enemy has been doing in our lives would no longer continue. And we thank you for the doors you have opened so that we can experience great doctrines in our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for all our prayers that you have already answered. We thank you because even the prayers we are going to pray here tonight, you are going to answer them as well. Thank you, Father. We are here in your presence once again to pray, to worship, to praise you, to seek your faith. Oh Lord, help us to find you. Help us to receive blessings from you. Help us to receive help and interventions from you. Help us to receive victories from you as we pray tonight. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We're going to take some worship songs right now. You are covenant keeping God. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are covenant keeping God, Ancient of Days, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You never change, you never fail. You are covenant keeping God, King of the universe, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. All power belongs to you, Yahweh, covenant keeping God. Lion of Judah, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim, El Adonai, each day you still the same. By the power of your name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim, El Adonai, we will praise and lift you up, El Shaddai. El Shaddai, we praise you. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim, El Adonai, each age you still the same, by the power of your name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim Adonai, I will praise and lift you up, El Shaddai. Heavenly Lord, your name is wonderful, your name is excellent, your name is beautiful, we worship you, Lord. You got the world in your hands, Heavenly Lord. Heavenly Lord, your name is wonderful. Your name is excellent. Your name is beautiful. We worship you, Lord, for you are mighty. You got the whole world in your hands.
You got the whole world.
You got the whole world in your eyes. You got the whole world in your eyes. You got the whole world. In your eyes, you got the whole world in your eyes. Throw your way in this place, Spirit of God. Throw your way. In this place, Spirit of God, let your power flow, let your presence flow, Spirit of God, throw your way in this place.
Throw your weight in this place, Holy Spirit.
Throw your weight in this place, Spirit of God. Throw your weight in this place, Spirit of God. Let your power flow, let your presence flow, Spirit of God, throw your way in this place. How we need the river, how we need the rain, living waters flow to rose again. We pray, shower down your glory, shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. How we need the river. How we need the river. How we need the rain. Living waters flow to rust. Again, we pray, shower down your glory, shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Let your holy presence. Let your holy presence
fill this place. Let your holy presence, let your holy presence fill this place. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. Hallelujah, for all Hear of God for us. Alleluia, we are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful. Oh Lord, for your mercy, we are grateful. Oh Lord, for your kindness, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord, forever, oh Lord.
Your word is settled, your word is settled. In heaven it is settled forever, forever, oh Lord, oh Lord. Your word is settled in heaven. It is settled. You are the Lord,
invisible God, and miracle worker. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Invisible God, and miracle worker. You are the Lord.
You are He, changing every life. I worship You, Jesus.
Setting captives free. I worship You, Savior. I worship You, Waymaker, Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper. Light in the darkness, my God, that is who You are.
Your Waymaker,
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, our God, that is who you are. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. How great is our God. Think with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great, how great is our God.
How great is our God.
How great is our God. Think with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great, all the earth will see how great is our God. You are glorious, so glorious in your way.
You are glorious, El Shaddai.
You are glorious, so glorious in Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. Yahweh, you are glorious, so glorious in Yahweh. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you
my soul. I'll live for you. I'll live for you. Our Lord, every step that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way in me. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I'll live for you. Alone, every step that I take, every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me. Let the power of the Lord come down right here. Let the power of the Lord come down into this place. Let the power of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the power of the Lord come down. Let the glory of the Lord, let the glory of the Lord come down. As we worship, let the glory of the Lord come down. As we pray, let the glory of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the glory of the Lord come down. Oh God, hear the cry of your people. Oh God, as we call on your name. Oh God, release your glory as we pray. Oh God, hear the cry of your people. Oh God, as we call on your name. Oh God, restore your mercy as we pray. Oh God, hear the cry of your people. Oh God, as we call on your name.
Long gone, shows your mercy as we pray. As we pray. Let God arise. Let these enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let these enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let God right now arise. Let God arise. Let God arise. Let these enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let these enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let these enemies be scattered. Let God right now arise. Let your glory fall.
Let your glory fall.
We are thirsty, Lord.
Hear us as we call.
Hear us as we call.
Feel us now.
Feel us now. Let your glory fall.
Let your glory fall, Lord Jesus.
Let your glory fall. Let your glory fall.
Over and on again, I give you my life. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. I belong to Jesus. Over and again, I give you my life. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. majesty. You gave all everything for me. You suffered times the ends of those you have created. You took all my guilt and shame when you died and rose again. Now today you reign in heaven and earth exalted. I really want to worship you, my Lord. You are all I have, and I am yours. Forever and ever, I will love you. You are the only one who died for me. You gave your life to set me free. So I lift my voice to you in adoration. You laid aside, your majesty, gave up everything for me. You suffered at the end of those you have created. You took all my guilt and shame when you died and rose again. Now today you reign in heaven and earth exalted. I really want to worship you, my Lord. You are all I have, and I am yours. Forever and ever, I will love you. You are the only one who died for me. You gave your life to set me free. So I lift my voice to you in adoration. Open your mouth and begin to worship him. Glorify and adore him. For he's a great God. He's a great God. And no one is greater than him. No power is greater than him. No name is greater than his name. No other God is greater than him. No kingdom is greater than him. No principality is greater than him. No throne, no power, no force, no authority, no government is greater than him. Worship him. He is the Most High God. He is the Almighty God. He is the King of glory, the King of Israel, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords. He is the Lord of hosts. He is the whole of sufficient God. He is the self-sufficient God. He is the ruler of rulers, the prince of princes, the God of gods. Worship him. He is before all things, and is the one holding all things together. He is the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the ending. He is the one who was, the one who is, and the one who is to come. He is the firstborn among the dead. He is resurrection, and he is life. He is eternal life. Worship him. His name is Jesus. He is the way, he is the truth. No one comes to the Father except through him. Glorify him. We worship you, Father. Mighty warrior, we praise you. You have never lost a fight. You can never be defeated. We praise you, for you are our fortress. You are our strength. You are our refuge. You are the rock holding us in safety. For we dwell inside of you. We live inside of you. We walk inside of you. Blessed be your holy name. You are the eye through which we see. For we dwell inside of you. Blessed be your holy name. We praise you, Father. You are the one who is able to bring things out of nothing. Thank you for who you are. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your blessings and goodness that are running after me. Thank you for your blessings and goodness that are running after me. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Begin to thank him. Yeah, a songwriter said, your goodness is running after me. Say, Father, thank you for your goodness is running after me. For your blessings are running after me. Thank you for your favor are running after me. Thank you for your grace is running after me. Thank you, Father, for you are so merciful concerning my life. For you are so merciful toward me. Thank you, Father, for you have been so good to me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for I'm about to see the answers to my prayers. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, Father, thank you for I'm about to witness the answers to my prayers.
Thank you, Father, for I'm about to experience the answers to my prayers. Thank you, Father, for I know that the reward to my prayers shall be released very shortly. Say, Father, thank you, for I know you're going to release the answers to my prayers very shortly. Thank you, Father, because I'm about to see the answers to my prayers. Thank you, Father, for I'm going to testify of your goodness very shortly. Thank you, Father, for I'm going to testify. I'm going to testify of your mercy very shortly. Thank you, Father, for I'm going to testify of your power very shortly. Thank you, faithful Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you because my expectations shall not be caught off. My expectations shall not be caught off. I shall not be caught short. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Yeah, the Bible says the expectations of the righteous shall not be cut off. Say, Father, thank you for my expectations shall come to manifestation. Say, Father, thank you because you shall bring my expectations to manifestation. Continue to thank you. Say, thank you, Father, for you shall bring my expectations to manifestation. Thank you, Father, because my expectations shall not be cut off. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for you shall grant my heart desires. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we need to thank him. Yeah, we say, thank you, Lord, for I know that you will send me help from your sanctuary. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, thank you, Father, for I know you will send me help from your sanctuary. The Bible says the Lord sent me help from his sanctuary. And then the Bible also says that is the present help in time of need. You're going to say, Father, thank you, for I know you will send me help from your sanctuary. Even the help that I need at this point in time. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for I know you will send me help. I know you will not leave me helpless.
I know you will not leave me hopeless. I know you will send me help from your sanctuary. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Just going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for taking away limitations from my way. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for taking away limitations from my path to success. Thank you for taking away limitations from my path to progress. Thank you for taking away limitations, obstacles, hindrances, barriers from my path to greatness. Thank you, Father, for taking them all away. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I cast out of my life every spirit of darkness that is not allowing me to go in the same direction the will of God wants me to go. See, I cast out of my life every spirit of darkness that is not allowing me go in the same direction of the will of God for my life. I cast out such spirits right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I cast out from my life every spirit of darkness that is not allowing me to go in the same direction of the will of God for my life. I cast out such spirits right now. In the name of Jesus, every spirit assigned by Satan to prevent me from following the direction of the will of God for my life and destiny, come out of my life right now. In the name of Jesus, come out of my life, come out of my mind, come out of my life, come out of my spirit, come out of my soul. Every spirit of darkness that is not allowing me to go in the direction of the will of God for my life, the direction of God's plan for my life, I command you to come out right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Every human being on earth always under the influence of one spirit or the other. Yeah, it's either you're under the influence of the Holy Spirit or you're under the influence of your wrong spirit. At every point in time, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, they are under the influence of one spirit or the other. But God wants you to be always under the influence and control of his own spirit. So you're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, from this day onward, my life shall be under the influence and control of the Holy Spirit. From this moment onward, my life shall always be under the influence and control of the Holy Spirit. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. From this day onward, from today onward, my life and destiny, my days, every hour of my life shall continually be under the influence and control of the Holy Spirit. My life shall not be under the influence of the flesh. My life shall not be under the influence of demons. My life shall not be under the influence of Satan. My life shall continually be under the influence and control of the Holy Spirit. From this day onward, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, remove my name and the name of my family members from every demonic list of destruction. Every list that Satan have penned down, every list of names Satan have penned down to attack with destruction before the end of this year, say, Father, remove my own name from such list. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, remove my name from every evil list of Satan concerning people he wants to destroy. Every list of names of people Satan have written down for destruction. Father, remove my name from such a list right now in the name of Jesus. Remove the name of my family members. Remove the name of my children. Remove the name of my spouse. Remove my name from every list Satan have written down for destruction. Father, use the blood of Jesus to remove my name and the names of my family members right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, remove my name and the names of my family members from every evil of Satan. Name of my name now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. The Bible says, fire goeth forth from the Lord. It consumes his foes on every side. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, let fire from the throne of God consume every demonic business going on in my life. Every satanic business going on in my life, going on in my environment. Let fire from the throne of God consume them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Let fire from the throne of God consume every demon that is doing business in my life, in my environment, in my home, in my family. Let fire from the throne of God consume them now. Let fire from the throne of God consume them now. Let fire from the throne of God consume them now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Let fire from the throne of God consume every demon that is doing business in my life. Every demon that is operating in my life. Every power that is operating in my life and environment. Every spirit of darkness. Every serpent, every scorpion that is operating in my life and environment, let fire from the throne of God consume them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every satanic spirit, witchcraft spirit that is busy carrying out their missions in my environment and in my life, let fire from God's throne consume them all. Let both them and what they are doing against me be consumed by fire. In the name of Jesus, let both Satan and his demons and what they are all doing against me be consumed by fire right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I invoke the anger of God upon every power that is frustrating my efforts from producing results, from producing good results, positive results. Then I invoke God's anger upon them right now. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Vishita gapa emdeshenegara. De tene hetle shishidara.
I invoke God's anger upon every power that is frustrating my efforts, frustrating my labors, so that I do not get positive results. I invoke God's anger upon them right now. In the name of Jesus, every power assigned from hell to turn my efforts into failure, every power assigned from hell to turn my efforts into nothing, into failures, let the anger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, I invoke the anger of God upon them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Every power frustrating my effort, frustrating my energy, frustrating my strength, from producing the desired result, from producing the result that I desire, from producing the success that I desire, from producing the progress that I desire, let God's anger consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. Yeah, the Lord is showing me an hand. Yeah, that keeps changing the direction of your life. Yeah, an evil hand. Yeah, you know, I saw like a vehicle moving in a certain direction. And now let's say the vehicle is supposed to go to the right. But then all of a sudden, this hand will just turn the vehicle to go in, you know, to go to the left. Yeah, you know, that is just a symbol of, you know, of what is going on in your life. Yeah, maybe not the lives of every one of you, but there are some people here that are experiencing that. There's an evil hand that keeps changing the direction of your life. Yeah, when your life is going, you know, in a direction that is going to lead to success, progress, victory, then this hand just appear from nowhere, and then it will just change the direction of your life. So you're going to pray, you're going to raise up your right hand, you're going to say in the name of Jesus, let the sword of the Lord cut off every evil hand that is changing the direction of my life, that is making my life go in an opposite direction to God's plan, in a negative direction. Let the sword of the Lord cut them off. Open your mouth and pray like that. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, let the sword of the Lord cut off every evil hand that is changing the direction of my life, that is moving my life away from the direction of success, every evil hand that is moving my life away from the direction that leads to success, from the path that leads to greatness, from the path that leads to victory. Let the sword of the Lord cut them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every evil hand that is changing the direction of my life to give me a negative story, to give me a negative experience, let the sword of the Lord cut them off right now. Let the sword of the Lord cut them in pieces. Every evil hand that keeps changing the direction of my life so that I do not enter into my promised land, so that I do not enter into the place God has prepared for me, let the sword of the Lord cut them off right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. Yes, we're going to pray that particular prayer, but for another thing this time around. Yeah, you're still going to raise up your right hand and you're going to do it like this. You're going to say, sword of the Lord, cut off every evil hand that is prolonging the fulfillment of God's promises for my life. Every evil hand that is prolonging the manifestation of God's promises in my life, the manifestation of God's blessings in my life, the word of the Lord, cut them into pieces. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Maybe the promises of God for your life were supposed to happen in the year 2020. Maybe they were supposed to happen in the year 2021, but this is 2024 and nothing has happened yet. They let the sword of the Lord cut off every evil hand that keeps prolonging the manifestation of God's promises for my life. Let the sword of the Lord cut them off. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Maybe the manifestation of God's prophecy for your life was supposed to happen in January, and this is September, and nothing has happened yet. Begin to pray. I'm saying this so that you will pray this prayer passionately and fervently and seriously. Then let the sword of the Lord cut off every evil hand, every witchcraft hand that keeps prolonging the fulfillment of God's promises for my life. Every satanic hand that keeps prolonging, delaying the manifestation of God's blessings in my life, let them be cut into pieces right now by the sword of the Lord. By the sword of the Lord. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. You're going to pray.
You're going to pray like this. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let affliction and pain come upon every power and creator that wants my life to be in pain. Say, let affliction, let pain be the portion of every power and every creature that wants my life to be in pain continually. Let great pains be their portion. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, let affliction from the Lord, let pain from the Lord fall upon them. Let affliction from the Lord, pains from the Lord, sorrows from the Lord fall upon every creature that wants my life to be in pain. Every creature that wants my life to dwell in pain continuously, let peace and affliction from the Lord go to them right now in the name of Jesus. Every creature, every personality that is planning and attacking me with pain continuously, that is planning sorrow for me, planning pain for me, let them receive pain from the Lord right now in the name of Jesus. Let them receive sorrows from the Lord. Let them receive affliction from the Lord right now in the name of Jesus. Let pain be multiplied upon them. Let sorrows be multiplied upon them. Let afflictions be multiplied upon them. Inasmuch as they want my life to continue in pain, let things be multiplied upon them right now. In the name of Jesus, inasmuch as they are planning pains for my life, inasmuch as they are planning sorrow for my life, let sorrow from God fall upon them. Let afflictions from God fall upon them right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, O God of vengeance and justice, let your judgment fall upon every personality that keeps attacking me, that keeps firing deadly arrows into my life. Say, O God of vengeance, let your destruction, let your judgment fall upon them right now. Whoever they are, whatever they are, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, O God of judgment, O God of justice, O God of vengeance, release your judgment upon every personality that keeps firing deadly arrows into my life. Every personality that keeps sending attacks into my life. O God of vengeance, release your wrath upon them. Release your judgment upon them. Release destruction upon them. Right now in the name of Jesus. Right now in the name of Jesus. O God of vengeance, release judgment, release destruction upon kingdoms of darkness, realms of darkness that keep sending attacks into my life, that keep sending deadly arrows into my life. O God of vengeance, rain down your destruction upon them. Release your judgment upon them now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray that prayer. Release your judgment upon them, whoever they are, wherever they are. O God of vengeance, rain down your destruction upon them. As many that are sending deadly attacks into my life, Father, send your judgment into their life. Send your destruction into their lives. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. There is nothing that the power of God cannot change or reverse. It doesn't matter how serious the situation might be. The power of God is able to reverse irreversible things. The power of God is able to change even the things that appear to be permanent. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, release your power into my life and let it cause a change. Let it cause a change in my life. Let it reverse every negative situation. Let your power reverse every unpleasant situation. Every situation that is not of you, that is not from you. Release your power now and reverse them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Jesus, take it, Vishana, Jesusana. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, release your power now into my life. And let your power cause a change in my life. Let your power cause a positive change in my life. Let your power reverse every negative situation. Let your power reverse every situation caused by Satan, every situation caused by demons, every situation caused by witches and wizards, every situation caused by principalities. Let your power reverse them now. In the name of Jesus, every situation caused by sin, every situation caused by my disobedience. Father, let your power reverse them now. Let your power revive them now. Kaishihate endeshiragala. Nishose zete gushinandisela. Continue to pray like that. The power of God can change any situation. Continue to pray. Whether it's in your body, whether the negative situation is in your body or in your soul or your spirit or your environment or your finances or in your career, whatever situation it is or in your spiritual life, pray, say, Father, release your power now and let your power cause a drastic change. Let your power cause a great positive change in my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have 14 more prayer points. You're going to pray. Yeah. You need a lot of faith at this time because we are in a very serious war. We are in a very serious battle with the kingdom of darkness. So therefore, we need a lot of faith at this time. If your faith is weak, you are going to be defeated. Yeah, and the Bible says that this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Yeah, the Bible says it is our faith that overcomes the world. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. If your faith is weak, you cannot win in this war. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, heal my faith, strengthen my faith, so that my victory can be sure. Say, Father, heal my faith. Strengthen my faith so that my victory over darkness at this time can be sure. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, heal my faith. Till how she take attention about. Say, Father, heal my faith. Some of you, your faith is already wounded. Your faith is already damaged. And that is why you're not walking in victory. Say, Father, heal my faith and strengthen my faith so that my victory can be sure at this time. Heal my faith now. Heal my faith now. Strengthen my faith now so that my victory over Satan can be sure. So that my victory over sin can be sure. So that my victory over the flesh, over the sinful nature can be sure. So that my victory over the kingdoms of darkness can be sure. Oh Lord, heal my faith and strengthen my faith. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Yeah, in the Bible, especially in Ephesians chapter 6. Faith was described as a shield. Yeah, it says, take this shield of faith. Yeah, so faith was described as a shield. Yeah, and what does shield do? Shield blocked arrows and even sword. Yeah, that comes from the enemy. Yeah, so faith is a strong defensive weapon. Yeah, faith is a strong defensive weapon. Yeah, some people, after we prayed for them, and then they got healed. They do not know that they still need faith to sustain that healing. Then after some time, they fall sick again. Yeah, why? Because they did not continue in that thing. Yeah, so if we don't continue in faith, yeah, even the blessings we have gotten, we can lose them. Yeah, even the victories we have gotten, we can lose them. Yeah, because faith is a shield. So if you don't raise that shield, you will get hit by arrows. Yeah, and you can even die. Yeah, there are people that I know that they are already dead today because they did not have faith when the enemy attacked them. Yeah, there was no faith to protect them. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, help my faith to be strong enough to become a great shield that will defend me from being hit by deadly arrows of the enemy. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help my faith to be so strong that it becomes a great shield that is able to protect me from deadly attacks of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, help my faith to grow to the point that it becomes a great shield that protects me from bullets, deadly bullets from the enemy. Help my faith to grow to that point. In the name of Jesus, help my faith to rise to the point that it becomes a great shield that is able to protect my life and defend me against the attacks of my enemies. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, from today onward, every word that shall come out of my mouth shall be according to faith. And every thought that shall rise from my mind shall be according to faith. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Father,
as the next level, continue to pray. See from this day onward, every thought that shall rise from my mind shall be according to faith. And every word that shall proceed out of my mouth shall be according to faith. I shall not think anything that is contrary to faith. In the name of Jesus. From today onward, I shall not think anything that is against faith. I shall not speak anything that is against faith. In the name of Jesus, every utterance that comes out of my mouth shall be according to faith. Continuously, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. Yeah. And Jesus told the disciples, he said, if they can have faith, they would command mountain to move. And the mountain will listen to them. If the mountain will obey them. If they have faith, they will speak to mountains. Move into the sea, and the mountain will move. So even now, Jesus is telling you the same thing. If you have faith, you will speak to mountains, and they will move. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the spirit of faith to command the mountains in my life to move away forever. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I receive the spirit of faith. I receive the spirit of faith to command mountains in my life to move away permanently. I receive the spirit of faith right now to command the mountains and see them move away. I receive that spirit of faith. I receive that gift of faith. I receive such faith, such living faith. Right now, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. And receive the spirit of faith to command mountains to move out of my life and then see them move out. I receive the spirit of faith to do that. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Yeah, we have 10 more prayer points. You are going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the spirit of humility so that my life can attract grace and power and honor from the Lord. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the spirit of humility so that my life can attract grace and power and honor and greatness from the Lord. So that my life can attract elevation from the Lord, promotion from the Lord. I receive the spirit of humility right now in the name of Jesus. I receive the spirit of humility that will make me humble in the name of Jesus. I receive the spirit of humility to live an humble life so that grace can be attracted to my life, so that God's presence and God's power can be attracted to my life, so that elevation from the Lord can come into my life, so that promotion and greatness from the Lord can come into my life. I receive the spirit of humility right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 9 more prayer points. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Blood of Jesus, destroy everything that witchcraft has created in my life, or everything that has been done through witchcraft against my life, the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray, and God, blood of Jesus destroy every evil thing that have been done against me through witchcraft. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Every evil thing that have been created in my life by witchcraft, that have been put into my life, injected into my life through witchcraft. Every evil thing that have been deposited into my life through witchcraft. Blood of Jesus, destroy them. Destroy them. Destroy them. Thank you, Lord. Destroy them. Destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Every evil that has been done in my life through witchcraft, every evil that has been done to my spirit, to my soul, to my body, to my blood through witchcraft, blood of Jesus, consume them all right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 8 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to still place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, Father, uproot from my life everything in me that is not allowing me to enjoy the full benefit of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Say, Father, uproot such things from my life right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, uproot from my life whatever is not allowing me to enjoy the full benefit of the cross of Jesus. The full benefit of the death of Jesus, the full benefit of the stripes of Jesus, the full benefit of the resurrection of Jesus. Everything in me that is not allowing me to enjoy those benefits, oh Lord, uproot them right now. Uproot them from my life. Uproot them from my life. Uproot them from my life. In the name of Jesus. Every attitude, every character, every lifestyle, every habit that is not allowing me to enjoy full benefit of all that Jesus did for me on the cross. Father, take them away from my life right now. In the name of Jesus, take them away. Take them away. Uproot them from my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have 7 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to lift your right hand on your hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Blood of Jesus, destroy every opening, or you can say, Blood of Jesus, close up every opening in my life through which Satan is draining away my spiritual strength. Blood of Jesus, stop them now. Close them up. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Blood of Jesus, close up every opening in my life through which Satan and demons are draining away my strength. Blood of Jesus, seal up that opening right now in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, seal up every opening in my life that Satan is entering through to drain my spiritual strength. Every opening that is given access to darkness to drain away my spiritual strength. Blood of Jesus, heal them up forever. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Heal them all forever. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have 6 more prayer points. You're going to pray.
say, Blood of Jesus, destroy every blood that is rising against my life from the environment I am living. Every battle rising against my life from the environment I am living currently, say, Blood of Jesus, destroy those battles. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. This is day, if there are fresh now, but for a Jewish and I stay in hell, the death is the thing that Blood of Jesus, destroy every battle of darkness that is arising against my life and destiny from the environment I am living at the moment. Blood of Jesus, consume those battles right now. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Blood of Jesus, consume them. Consume them. Consume them. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Now we have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost manifest yourself in the midst of every dream that Satan is using to attack me. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost manifest in every dream of the night. Every dream in my sleep that Satan is using to attack me, manifest yourself to deliver me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Satan or agents of Satan, they can create a dream for you when you are sleeping, so that they can attack you in that dream. They are the one that will create that dream, and they will put you in that dream so as to attack you in the dream. So begin to see fire of the Holy Ghost appear in the midst of every dream that Satan creates to attack me. Appear in the midst of those dreams to deliver me in the name of Jesus. Manifest in the midst of every dream that Satan creates so as to attack me in such dreams. Manifest in those dreams to deliver me. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost to manifest right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have 4 more prayer points. You're going to pray. willing to be a father. Doing new things in my life that will make my life an evidence of your power and greatness in the earth. Say, Father, do new miracles. Do new things in my life that will make my life an evidence of your power, of your dominion, of your greatness in the head. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Is that you keep casting hard enough? Father, do new things in my life. Do mighty works in my life. Do mighty miracles in my life that will make my life an evidence of your power in the earth. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Do new things. Do new things. Father, do new things in my life. New miracles that will make my life an evidence of your power. In the name of Jesus. Do mighty things in my calling. Do mighty things in my ministry. Father, do mighty things in my career. Do mighty things in my family, in my marriage, in my home. That will make my life an evidence of your power and greatness and faithfulness in the head. Do mighty things that will make my life a testimony of your greatness in the head. Do it now, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have 3 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, oh God, arise and descend upon every realm of darkness that have held my life captive. So, oh God, arise. Stand upon every realm of darkness that have held my life captive and deliver me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Oh God, arise. Oh God, arise. Oh God, arise and descend upon every realm of darkness that is holding my life captive and deliver me in the name of Jesus. Arise, O God. Arise, O God. Arise, O God. Descend upon every realm of darkness. Holding my life captive. Descend upon every realm of darkness. Every kingdom of darkness. Holding my life and destiny captive. And release me. And deliver me. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Arise, O God, release my soul from every realm of darkness holding it captive right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. We saw in the scriptures how the power of God through the rod of Moses parted the Red Sea. And the children of Israel were able to walk through dry ground in between the Red Sea. You're going to raise up your right hand. The same power that protected the Red Sea in the days of Moses is still alive and is here right now. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let the power of God that parted the Red Sea appear in my life right now and make way for me. Select the power of God that parted the Red Sea appear in my life right now and make way for me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. It is much and harder. The way making power of God. It can make way anywhere. Even in places ways are not possible to appear. Begin to say, let the power of God that protects the Red Sea appear in my life right now and make way for me. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Let the same power that protected the Red Sea appear in my life right now and make way for me. Even in impossible places, in the name of Jesus. Even in places where it is impossible for ways to appear. in ye. Let the power of God that parted the Red Sea appear and make way for me in those places. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, show me mercy. Help me and let me see a testimony. Let me share a new story, a new testimony. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, show me mercy while you are visiting other people at this time. Visit my whole life so that I can tell a new story, so that I can see a new testimony in the name of Jesus. The Lord, show me mercy and do new things in my life. Show me mercy, O Lord. Do new things in my life. Help me. Visit me. Bless me. So that I can have a glorious story to tell. So that I can have a great story to tell. So that I can have a great testimony to share. Visit me, Father. Help me, Father. Bless me, Father. By your mercy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Only have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your mercy that endures forever. Thank you for your mercy that is speaking for us. Thank you for your help that we have already received. Thank you for our battles that you have fought for us. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your presence and power in our lives and situations that is producing great victories. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand that is about to change our lives and stories. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, I ask that according to your mercy, help everyone here in those areas where they needed your help at this time. Father, help them now in Jesus' name. Help them now in Jesus' name. I pray that the hand of God will solve in your life those problems that have carried for so long in Jesus' name. I pray that God's hand remove your life from the prisons and bondages and captivities the enemy have put you right now in Jesus' name. I decree that the hunger of God shall find your enemies and God's hunger shall deal with them all in Jesus' name. From today onward, you shall only do what God has planned for your life. You shall only do things that are in alignment, in agreement with God's plans for your life. In the name of Jesus. From today, you shall only go to where God wants you to go. In the name of Jesus. The plans of your enemies for your life shall be destroyed. And only the plans of God for your life shall happen. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit of confusion and deception that have been sent into your life, I command them to come out right now in Jesus' name. Every spirit that have been assigned to take you out of God's will for your life, I bind that spirit right now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that you shall become stronger than your enemies. And the next time you face your enemies in battle, you shall win over them. You shall rule over them. You shall oppress them. You shall dominate them forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.